Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. So I'm going to be putting this video out on probably everything. Not sure on YouTube, but I will have to tell you what's been going on lately over the last week with censorship, with a lot of things. So as you know, I've been trying to push people into my what is becoming my free chat server. At the same time, I have to keep out the spammers and all the bad people that just, they're just bad. So I'm doing it. I'm not sure how I'm going to promote it yet. And with the chat server, I just want to talk about some of the things that I can do with it. Well, let me first talk about YouTube, Facebook, and all that trash social media. As it stands right now, there's so much tracking, so much censoring on cryptocurrency and other topics that obviously we don't need to hear about. But in terms of an alternative place to earn money, cryptocurrency is heavily targeted by these regulating scumbags because they don't want you to have the opportunity to make money. That's why that you hear about regulation this, regulation that, all over the world, essentially. And a lot of it has to do with they don't want you to be financially free. Right now, what you're looking at is a historical trading balance, account balance, and trading statistics. As you can see with the blue line, it's recovering. Okay, it's recovering from the losses. I have heard time and time again from the, call them morons, really, that think that crypto is not a place to put money. I'm not saying you put all your money. You could put maybe 5-10% of your portfolio into it. You could see the performance right there. If you have something that works, that's the key. You will lose if you don't know what you're doing. There's no doubt about that. And the morons are not wrong about that. There is volatility in the market, without a doubt. But to be truthful, I was kind of surprised when I saw this. So let's say if we go to Finance Yahoo, and I want to pull up a chart of, let's say, Apple, okay? And in here, I wanted to show really important, I've shown this before, I've not done this in a long time, but what the idea here is that if I go into chart here for my enhanced chart to compare everything else, hopefully this will work. Okay, so here are the other instances of crypto. Okay, so right here, this is what people don't get. Okay, and this is when you get when you're trying to deal with the uneducated. Wow. I have to say that this garbage. Okay, I don't know what the hell's going on with this stupid thing. But the point, though, is, okay, I guess it has. So when you look at the this line right here, the BTC USD, you can see the total return there is up 800%. And that's since how long? Wow. I have to say, this is really bad. Okay, I have no idea how this... Wow. Anyways. I don't know. Anyways, what my point here is that when you look at the lines here, quite clearly, crypto is on top with... everything else, all the other trash that you have, the gold, the IXC, which is one of the stock indices, all the other oil. Okay, I don't want to touch it now, okay? You got yellow there. That's Ethereum, 100,000%. I don't know how far back this goes. 2019, okay? So you look at the chart right there. You got Ethereum up 950%. Number two, Bitcoin. You have... the Cyan, XMR, which is Monero. okay? And then when you have the dash line, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, when you try to talk to these, call them whatever you want, Luddites, morons, whatever, and they tell you that crypto is useless, these charts right here prove it all. You want to make money, this is where you put your money in. Yeah, it is volatile, but even if you net it all out since, I guess, March 2020, you're still way ahead by a long shot. Just holding on to those coins. The way I trade is basically active trading automatically. So you can see that performance there. That's my account. So they don't want you to know about this. So this is why it's getting censored like crazy, and they're trying to regulate it, because they know IMF, these central banks, they know that with these kind of returns, it becomes a massive threat to their legacy financial system, right? So as a result, because of that, what they do now is they're trying to regulate everything. Stable coins, Bitcoin, they want to make it illegal. The crap that you read outside in the mainstream media, wherever you are in the West, they want to kill this. And they don't want you to reap the rewards of it. Yet then there's the other morons that say crypto's no good. You see the charts right there. The yellow, the cyan, is both Bitcoin and Ethereum. Okay, you're up 762%, 512% since whenever it is, 2019, let's say. So at the end of the day, they want you not to have that opportunity. So essentially, you'll have to move somewhere else where it's more liberal. As I said, Dubai. And as a result, you can't say stuff like this on Facebook. You cannot say stuff like this on YouTube, because they will, well, basically, let's face it, that these sites, social media sites, are an agent of the government. Whatever the government says, the Facebook and whoever else, YouTube, Google, they have to act. It came out 2 weeks ago with that witch, Pataki or whatever, even admitted it. They try to walk it back, but it's out there. So here we are on Daily Motion, and I'm now transitioning a lot of my efforts now from Telegram, Discord, onto my own private chat server. There's a reason for it. Because Telegram is targeted as being, that's where the bad people hang around, okay, on Telegram. Discord, not so much. They're just the little snotty-nosed, zit-faced kids that play video games. That's Discord. That's the perception. So these are still targeted. They're still censored. I haven't seen it yet on any of those platforms with what I put out. But at the end of the day, I still prefer to have my own piece of technology that I have, that I control, where there's no privacy, or there is privacy, there is anonymity. The logs are deleted every day, every 3 days, whatever I set it at. And that's something that people can talk about and not worry about what they say is being logged in Utah in some government data center. So there's that as a huge advantage. The other reason why I'm on Daily Motion is because with the private chat server from a company, and it's an open source forum, which is or expanded into called Just Blab or Blab. And then the company that I use commercialized it, and they're pretty good and really affordable. And they have enabled you to be able to view videos natively in the chat server. So that's either from Twitch, Vimeo, YouTube, or Daily Motion. We already know about YouTube. I've tried to get Twitch running, and that's an Amazon company, and it's horrendous. You can only do live streaming. It's just a no-go. Vimeo has proven to have a load of bugs in it, and they still do just as bad censoring as YouTube. So I moved over to Daily Motion earlier this year. And just to give you an example of how bad YouTube is censoring and really suppressing videos on YouTube, I have 10,000 subscribers. Out of that, if I put up a video, I might get, if I'm lucky, 25 views. With Rumble, it'd be about the same, and that's not censored, but yet I don't have an established set of subscribers on Rumble. But with Daily Motion, which again is kind of neutral on the political side, so I think people are more open to viewing videos on Daily Motion because it's a French company owned by Vivendi. So, you know, there's not a lot of political views of that platform, whereas Rumble would. So that can be a turnoff for a lot of people. But with Daily Motion, you don't have that problem. So in terms of the video views, I was pretty surprised. I have no viewership on that. I have nothing on Daily Motion, brand new. But I was able to get the same number of video views as I would I get on Rumble or YouTube. So I do like Daily Motion for that. But one of the big things that I like about Daily Motion is the ability to get the stats. The stats are so freaking honest, okay? You won't get that with YouTube, and forget the stats from Rumble. They're pretty well useless. So Daily Motion's excellent for stats. And now I can host or get them available natively within my private chat server. And I also can do the same thing with SoundCloud. But anyways, it's just videos. I prefer doing the video. It's just easier. So with that in mind, I'm able to do Daily Motion with the chat server. Also, I've been looking at all the features that you get with both Telegram and Discord. Number one is news. News I like putting out there on my Discord. I've segregated it out into technology, which is part of programming, machine learning, trading, and crypto. Those are the major sections that I have or channels on Discord. So I've done the research, and you can put news on this private chat server and segregate it out and get it automatically posted. There's ways to do it, it looks like. So I'm going to use that and get off of Google for the news. The other thing is there's a popular RSS feed app called Feedly for RSS feeds. So you can get some really good news feeds out of that. And it looks pretty good. So that enables me to get off of Google News apps. So again, I just got rid of one major Google application. Also, the cool thing is that's all. The only reason why I would consider keeping Discord. In terms of Telegram, maybe you know or don't know, but I have a Telegram channel dedicated to providing news on my blog or whatever gets posted on the Telegram channel. As it stands right now, that channel that I have for my general news has got some subscribers, a couple of hundred, 188 or something like that. And I'm probably going to shut that down and just push hopefully those same people and other people into the chat server for the community. It's all about community. That's what I'm wanting to build here. But it's just a matter of getting people to engage and talk and respond and da-da-da. But I think a lot of people have the same problem with their own Telegram groups and Facebook group. My group, I have a Facebook group of over 13,000 people. A few people don't post stuff there, don't engage, don't respond. It's pretty pathetic. I guess it's the Facebook algo is suppressing the distribution of that group. Same with the Facebook page as well for my site. So Facebook is becoming really not worth pursuing anymore because of that. And of course, the ridiculous censoring that goes on with Facebook. So we don't have that with the chat server. There's just so many advantages with it. Now, the other big thing that people ask about is mobility, mobile apps, be it Android, iOS, and tablets. Right now, the trend is with the mobile space, the iOS, the mobile operating system, basically Android versus iOS. I've just checked the market share. The market share for Apple right now, globally, worldwide, is 16%. So iOS devices out there are only 16% of the global market. we've seen those numbers before, be it with Nokia and BlackBerry, and we know where they ended up in terms of irrelevancy. I have no idea how Apple still retains to be the number one market cap company in the world, but whatever, if they're able to achieve it, they're able to achieve it. But the iOS numbers say something totally different. I say that because with the chat server, there's an ability and there's a huge trend over the last year putting out these PWAs. I can't remember what it's portable, or I don't know what the term is for PWA. But the companies that are really pushing are Google and Microsoft. With Microsoft and Google, they're really pushing these PWAs. And let me see if I can find it. What a PWA is. But anyways, at the end of the day, progressive web applications. So as it stands right now, those PWAs, which my chat server can be turned into, will enable you to easily and natively run that server, my chat server, on your mobile device, namely Android or a Microsoft, I don't know, like a Surface or something, and be able to do that, and plus with Linux. So as a result, I'm able to reach now mobile visitors, the supporters, because I know mobile is pretty big. So the vendor, apparently you can hopefully get PWAs onto maybe the Play Store, because they're making changes at the Google level, as well as turn it into an APK, so you can download it onto an Android device using APK Pure. So that I do think is possible. So I'm able to reach now mobile users natively with a chat server and get that on your mobile device. But in terms of iPhone and the iPads, forget it. The Apple's not supporting this technology. And again, we've already talked about the numbers of 16%. As these type of applications become more and more popular, I think Apple will eventually fade away over the next few years, as apparently more and more companies are adopting to these PWAs and things like that. So I'm no expert in it, but the chat server will be able to support that movement. So as a result, that takes me out of not needing to rely on Google search and anything to do with Google. Takes away the emphasis on Apple, on Facebook. I have looked into alternative marketing efforts, and by all means, there's some very good websites that still support display ads that have nothing to do with Facebook network or the Google ad network. And so I'm going to hopefully try to reach people via that. So essentially, that's what I'm saying there. In terms of just generally now, my view of the Google versus Facebook world and all this in-your-face tracking and logging, I do think there will be a start, or maybe it's already started, where people are moving off of this garbage technology now, which it's become, and moving on to Google phones. I have one. It's a very good phone. It's only $300, highly rated, using Lineage with Android-like applications. So Google's trying to control that by making sure that these new apps that get developed are part of the Google network ecosystem. So they're trying to control that. I think it'll flop as more and more people realize that you can get these Google phones running an open source alternative to Android, and all it needs now is vendors to come along and offer good phones. I think that's what the Freedom phone was supposed to be about, which is kind of overpriced, with the Lineage pre-configured with all these apps. So essentially, there will be that, and there's no tracking on those because they have no tie back to Google, Facebook, and all these other horrendous Orwellian companies. And essentially, I just wish people would wake up and see what's going on, because now I'm on Daily Motion, I will say this, when it comes to contact tracing, is a big deal with this stupid virus and pandemic. I do think people need to be aware of it. And that's going to be on your phone. And they're gonna be tracking you on your phone. John McAfee said it, da-da-da. We're very close to that period now. So as it stands, this is why I'm getting off of all this social media stuff. And Google as well, and Apple, and Amazon, the big tech. And looking for alternatives, and I'm thinking I might have methodologies to reach new people, and not be part of that basically rigged racket as well from the big tech. So I just wanted to say that crypto's still alive and well, as you can see, even if you just do a buy and hold, and hopefully you'll be part of the on the chat server, get involved on that. I'll put out some links or whatever on my website once it's all come together. But right now the chat server is open and things are getting posted, but I'm just enhancing it more and more. Eventually there's going to be no logging on it or tracking whatsoever, just to make it more secure so people can be themselves and be able to talk. I mean, obviously you have to restrict on some of the topics outside of spam and the illegal stuff, but yeah, that's about it. So we'll leave it at that. Enough blabbing, and here I am posting this on Daily Motion. Hopefully Daily Motion will be okay with this video. Other than that, have a good one. Later.